Hi, my name is Zakara, and welcome to my video and podcast, Alignment is Everything, where I give you the master key to creating the happiness, health, wealth, love, and magic that you desire and deserve to have in your life by getting you tuned in to your own self-guidance system that is always telling you every day and every moment if you are in alignment with your source, with God, with creation, etc., and with your desires or not, by how you are feeling, and how life, spirit, and spirituality and creating what you want in life is simple and easy, not complicated and hard. So, enjoy my video and podcast, Alignment is Everything. Hi, my name is Zakara, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, books, seminars, and sessions, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction, so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. If you get something from this, if you like this video, please comment about it. Tell me how much you love it. Share it with your friends and bless them with these amazing teachings. And as a free gift to you for showing up today, go get yourself a free copy of my book, video, and audio series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life at freekeysofsuccess.info. And come visit me at zakara.com for lots of goodies to help support you to become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. All right, here we go. Alignment is everything. When you feel good, you are in alignment with the unlimited part of yourself that I will call Source. You can call it God or whatever, the universe, whatever terminology you like best. But when you're thinking about being, doing, or having what you want, you are in alignment with your Source, with creation, with God, with the universe, because you as Source instantly becomes every positive desire you have. That's how your prayers are answered. Yes, it's true what they told you in Sunday school. All your prayers are answered, but they didn't explain exactly how they were answered. They are answered vibrationally. When you are appreciating wonderful things, you are in alignment with Source. When you are having fun and you are in joy and in love, you are in alignment with Source. When you are thinking expansive, open-minded, uplifting, abundant, prosperous-oriented, unlimited-oriented thoughts, you are in alignment with who you truly are as Source. When you are focused upon the goodness of others, when you are appreciating the positive aspects of anyone, you are in alignment with Source, because Source is only focused upon the positive aspects of everyone and everything. When you are thinking about anything, any creature, any person, etc., when you're thinking about them thriving and flourishing and growing and expanding and being happy and healthy, you are in alignment with Source, because Source is only focused upon everything and everyone thriving, being happy, growing, etc. When you're focused upon your health, your well-being, your fitness, your youth, vitality, your immortality, etc., you are in alignment with Source, because Source, God, all that is only focused upon your complete health and well-being. When you are allowing your unlimited power of creation to flow through you, and you are focused on a goal and achieving success at anything, or building a project or a product or a business or creating something artistic or musical or writing or film or acting or dancing, etc., or focused on an athletic endeavor, athletic success or scientific success, or career success, business success, etc., and you're allowing the creative juices to flow and the creative power of the universe to flow through you, and you're focused on the achievement of your dreams, and ideas are flowing, and solutions are flowing, and crazy, never been done before, seemingly impossible things before, but that are flowing through you, and they seem not only possible, but definite. You are in full alignment with you as source and your full creative power to create anything you desire in the physical reality. And those things are on their way to you. When you say, I can and I will and anything is possible and I have the full support of my source and the universe and the law of attraction and the source of every person and the power of creativity, all supporting my success, and I can do anything, I'm amazing, I'm a legend, I am creativity itself, I'm love, I'm joy, I'm everything wonderful, and I can be, do, and have anything I desire, and the entire universe is poised and ready to help me create my dreams and all of my desires to come to me into my physical reality. When you're saying that, you are in complete and total alignment with you as source, and every desire you have ever had is on its way to you. When you're focused upon your financial wealth and abundance, when you're focused upon being rich and thriving immensely, when you're focused upon prosperity without limits and unlimited resources and opportunities and unlimited energy and creative power and unlimited creative ideas, etc., you are in alignment with Source, God, all that is, the universe, creation, because Source only ever focuses upon the unlimited nature of everything and unlimited abundance and well-being of everything. When you're having fun and focused on joy and fun and excitement and adventure and more fun, and things that make you feel good, and things and experiences that are fun and joyful, and you are in full alignment with Source, because Source is only ever thinking about and vibrating fun, excitement, joy, adventure, etc. Everything that brings you joy, that's what Source is vibrating all the time. And those fun things and everything that brings you joy are on their way to you when you are in alignment with Source and loving and reveling in the joy of being, doing, and having what you want. When you're allowing love and focused on love and loving yourself and loving others and the love that is always there for you from God, Source, and you're making love and reveling in the joyous, blissful sensuality of life and being in a sensual, feeling, sensitive, awesome, wonderful, beautiful body, and when you're focused upon the natural, loving nature of all beings, and the natural well-being and love nature of the universe and this planet, you are in full alignment with Source, because Source, God, only thinks and vibrates love, and all loving people and things are on their way to you. Add to your already loving nature, feeling, and experience. When you're focused upon ease and grace and all good things happening to you easily and gracefully, every desire you have manifests easily. You desire it and it comes. You expect it and it comes easily, effortlessly. When you're focused on ease, you are in full alignment with Source and the natural easy creative power of the universe, where anything can come to you easily and effortlessly, and so it does. But when you're thinking about limitation and lack of anything, you are out of alignment with Source, and you're out of alignment with your desires, and they are not on their way to you. If you're judging anyone or anything for any reason, no matter how evil, quote-unquote, that person or act may appear, you are out of alignment with Source, because Source only sees everyone's goodness. When you're thinking about struggle and failing and difficulty and lack of support or feeling shame or guilt or unworthiness or I'm helpless, I'm powerless, feeling like a victim, I'm bad, I'm wrong, I'm sinful, etc., you are way out of alignment with your source, because you, as source, only sees your amazing divine perfection and magnificence and your unlimited power and creativity and your unlimited capacity to love and be awesome and how beautiful and magnificent you are and how knowledgeable you are and how talented you are and how wise you are and enlightened and caring and compassionate, etc., etc., you are. When you're not focused upon ease, but rather focused on obstacles, problems, struggle, hardship, difficulty, hard work, and lack of energy, and lack of knowledge, lack of talent, blah, 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 or you're focused on the fear of anything, danger, fear of loss, fear of disease, fear of failure, fear of success, fear of corruption, fears that you can do wrong, or you can be bad, or evil, fear of hurting people, or if you're focused upon, I can't, I'm not good enough, not talented enough, when you're focused upon the fear of anything, or the lack of anything, or the limitation of anything, you are way out of alignment with Source, who is always focused upon well-being, and ease, and safety, and joy, and happiness, and fun, and health, and courageousness, and simplicity, and gentility, and excitement, and power, and more ease, and more fun, and more ease, and more fun. And when you're thinking about death, and destruction, and environmental degradation, and extinction, and harm, and the earth being pillaged, and mistreated, and when you're thinking about disrespect of other creatures, or inhumanities perpetrated against humans, creatures, and the land, etc., etc., you are out of alignment with Source, because Source only thinks about every plant, tree, creature, and human thriving and flourishing and growing and expanding and evolving, etc. Source only thinks about health and well-being and growth and evolution and happiness and joy and thriving, etc. When you're focused upon your alleged faults and your alleged sins or your alleged physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, quote-unquote, failings, you are out, way out of alignment with Source, who only sees you as totally perfect and awesome and divine in every way. If you're thinking about and judging yourself because you believe yourself to be fat or ugly or not good enough, not sexy enough, not pretty enough, not handsome enough, not fit enough, not rich enough, not healthy enough, not wealthy enough, not young enough, not old enough, not smart enough, not wise enough, not creative enough, not enlightened enough, not successful enough, etc., etc., you are way out of alignment with Source, because you as Source only ever sees you as complete divine perfection. And every desire you have for better fitness, better health, more wealth, more success, etc., you as Source has already instantly become those things vibrationally. And if you are thinking about the lack of what you want rather than the abundance of what you want, you will feel bad, because you are way out of alignment with Source, who is only focused upon abundance. When you judge any aspect of sexuality, any sexual or sensual act, any gender bias, sexual bias, or judge any form of sensuality or sensual expression of love or even lust and desire, etc., you are way out of alignment with Source, because God, Source, values every single aspect of every aspect of life and never ever judges anything that any of us do. And every aspect of life is perfect and divine and wonderful. And every aspect of love and desire and sexuality and sensuality are all completely perfect and divine, part of the magnificent diversity of creation and expression and personality and individual desires and experiential desires of each soul that every soul wants to experience for their growth and expansion. And when you're thinking about a lack of love, a lack of lovers and relationships and relationship dramas and traumas and feeling alone and abandoned and disrespected and dishonored, unappreciated, etc., in any relationship with anyone, you will feel bad, because you are way out of alignment with your Source, because Source only sees you as whole and complete and loved and unconditionally. Source only sees you as love and loved. And everything you desire in all of your relationships, you as Source has already become those things vibrationally. So you already have those relationships. You already are the kind of person who has those amazing relationships in your life right now. And your inner guidance system is always telling you where to focus your attention and where not to focus your attention by how you feel. If you feel good, you're on the right track because you are focused in a similar way as your Source. If you feel bad, you are headed in the wrong direction as your Source. So time to turn around and switch tracks. Now, you alone are responsible for your own spiritual alignment, Source alignment, God alignment, whatever you want to call it. It is no one else's job to think or act or speak in any way that gets you into alignment with your Source. This is the trap of typical old-style conditional relationship where we make deals with each other to ensure each other's happiness. I promise to act in certain ways that make you happy, and you promise the same thing for me until death do us part. But that never works for very long because it's not our job to make each other happy, and it is an impossible task anyway because lovers, friends, and family are all fickle, and what pleases them today angers them the next. And we have typically used relationships to get us into alignment. But we have developed a love-hate relationship with relationships and relationship in general and quote-unquote love because as we fall in like and love with someone and we focus upon their positive aspects, we are in alignment with our Source. So we feel good because we are focused upon their goodness. But as soon as they do something that does not make us happy, when they do something contrary to the vow or agreement that we made with each other to keep each other happy, we get out of alignment because we are now focused upon what we don't like and what we judge to be negative aspects of their personality. And so we get out of alignment with our own Source, and we feel bad because Source is only focused upon their goodness and the goodness of our relationship and the goodness of relationship in general. And we blame our lover, friend, parent, child, etc. for allegedly being the cause of our unhappiness, which allegedly is the cause for us being out of alignment with Source, but each of our individual alignments with each of our own individual Source selves is not dependent on anyone else and what they think, say, or do. We just used that person or persons as our excuse to get into alignment with our own Source, to feel good. We used them as an excuse to feel good. And now we are using the same person or persons as our reason for being out of alignment with Source and therefore feeling bad. But it's not their bloody fault. It's not their job to keep you in alignment with your Source. It's not their job to make you happy and ensure your happiness and your prosperity, etc. That's your job and your job alone. It's not your parents' job or your lover's job or your friend's job or your sibling's job or your children's job, etc., to make you happy or to make you feel loved or feel supported or feel respected or honored, etc., etc. That's your job. And all those things are always there for you 24/7 from your Source. You, as Source, loves you completely unconditionally and honors you and respects you completely unconditionally and infinitely. Everything you desire to receive from everyone else is always there for you, already 24/7, and is constantly being beamed at you and held for you and shined upon your path, etc., from your source. So everything that you believe you are lacking in and need to get from someone else, or earn, or learn, or prove your worth to receive or to achieve, is already there for you right now, vibrationally. Source has already become everything that you desire. So, stop trying to get everyone else to change and act in pleasing ways so that you can get into alignment and be happy, because that's not their job or responsibility. It's your job to just get into alignment and be happy regardless of what anyone else is doing. If you get out of alignment because of undesirable situations in your relationships, use that contrast of what you don't like and don't want to help you get focused upon what you do want so that you can create what you do want into your reality. So instead of saying, "You bitch, you bastard, how dare you act in undesirable ways that have gotten me out of alignment, that make me feel bad," instead say, "Thank you for showing me what I don't like and don't want so that I can now focus upon what I do want and what I do like, so that I can manifest that improvement into my life." Instead of saying, "You are acting in ways that I don't like, and I'm therefore reacting negatively to, and that are causing my misalignment with my source, and you need to change your behavior so that I can get back into alignment," instead, say, "Thank you for being a great actor in my play and for showing me how I have been previously focused, because I obviously had desires for improvement, and you have shown me those desires by showing me how I was previously focused upon things I don't like and don't want. I created and attracted you and your behavior into my life based on how I have been thinking and my beliefs about life, money, self-worth, relationship, love, etc., etc. So thanks for showing me what I have been creating that I don't really want to create anymore. So I can now focus my creative power upon what I do want and do like in my life. You legend, thank you. Thanks heaps and gobs infinitely. Here's a bouquet of flowers for playing such a brilliant Academy Award performance in my play that I wrote with my thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions. Yay, thanks heaps. And now that that play is over, I can now write a much better play, and I can attract a whole new cast of loving, respectful, honorable, caring, generous, prosperity-oriented, wise, beautiful, adventurous, fun, exciting cast of players from my new top-selling Broadway production called My Life. So watch out, Andrew Lloyd Webber." So where do we go from here? Well, that's easy. Whatever feels good, think it and do it. If what you're thinking and doing feels bad, stop thinking and doing it. It's that simple. You don't need 20 years of religious or spiritual study to understand the workings of God, Source, all that is, the universe, creation, the law of attraction, etc. You don't need to meditate in a cave for 20 years to somehow achieve enlightenment. Just let life show you what you like and what you don't like, and then focus upon what you do like and do want more of. Focus on what feels good to focus upon. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Stop complicating life, creation, and spirituality. It's not complicated. It's as simple as a pimple. The purpose of life is ease and joy and fun, not complication and struggle and hardship. So have some freaking fun already. That's why you're here on planet Earth and in this amazing body to have fun with. Now, if you'd like to make your life into a nonstop, good-feeling, fun adventure of immense joy and creation, then contact me now at freesession.info, and I'll give you a free 30-minute guidance and coaching session to get you on the good feeling track and get you on the pathway of immense freedom and abundance. Let's get you tuned in, tapped in, and turned on to your unlimited creativity so that you can literally create anything that you desire to create in your life. Let's help you create the joy, fun, adventure, excitement, love, health, wealth, and abundance you desire and deserve. Contact me now at freesession.info. That's freesession.info. Let's get you on the road to freedom. All right, thanks for watching this video. Please share it with your friends. Tell me how much you loved it, how much it inspired you to be the awesome creative master that you truly are. Go get yourself a free copy of my book, audio, and video series, The Master Keys of Success and Freedom, at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Kyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast. I wish you immense joy, abundance, joy, adventure, fun, sex, sensuality, nature, anything you want on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, always remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!